Asia.
Justice in Kazakhstan. A bigwig is punished. But a culture of impunity persists among the well-connected.
If your partner were lying unconscious after a frenzied assault, you'd generally call an ambulance. Not Kwanduk Bishimbaev, a former minister in Kazakhstan. Instead, as his common law wife lay dying, he phoned a clairvoyant, who assured him, mistakenly, she would be fine. Last year, Saltanat Nukanova died of injuries inflicted by Mr. Bishimbaev in a fancy restaurant owned by his family in the country's glitzy capital, Astana. On May 13th, a court handed him a 24-year prison sentence. Millions of Kazakhs had tuned in to the live-streamed trial, which sparked anguished soul-searching over domestic violence and highlighted the sense of entitlement and impunity among Kazakhstan's rich and powerful. Evidence in court included CCTV footage of Mr. Bishimbaev punching and kicking Ms. Nukanova and dragging her by her hair. The prosecution said he was brutally abusive. The defence portrayed the deceased as an alcoholic who drove him to violence. Kazakh women posted photos of themselves clutching drinks captioned, "If you see me with a glass of wine, that doesn't mean you can kill me." Politicians have tended to take domestic violence lightly in Kazakhstan. Yet every year, one in six women is reckoned to face it. The government decriminalised most domestic violence offences in 2017. Last year, an MP suggested punishing women who provoke attacks. But Ms. Nukanova's murder has changed the equation. Last month, Kasym Jomart Tokayev, the president, approved legislation to stiffen penalties for such crimes. This case has reverberated widely. Mr. Bishimbaev, now 44, was a rising star until jailed for bribe-taking in 2017. His release, less than 3 years into a 10-year sentence, aroused criticism that the establishment is lenient to its own, whereas the courts routinely throw dissidents behind bars. The judge who heard Mr. Bishimbaev's murder trial recently sentenced an opposition leader, Nurzan Altayev, to 10 years on corruption charges that supporters said were politically motivated. Mr. Bishimbaev built his career under Nursultan Nazarbayev, the discredited former president, who resigned in 2019 after almost 3 decades of iron-fisted rule. Mr. Tokayev, his hand-picked successor, has distanced himself from his mentor and says he's building a new Kazakhstan, free of corruption. He promises to uphold the rule of law and clean up the courts. But the real test of Mr. Tokayev will be next time a political dissident is in the dock.